Case number 12851, Brent and Lisa Hershey seek variances from the 100-foot separation distance requirement for proposed structures for commercial housing of Hawks. Sections 11520 and 11525 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Broadkill Road, approximately 1,813 feet west of Reynolds Road. The 911 address is 14374 Clyde's Drive in Milton. The zoning district is AR1, tax map District 235, map 15, parcel 26.07. The applicant is seeking a 34-foot variance from the 100-foot setback requirement for a commercial hog house addition. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Is the applicant present? Come forward and be sworn in, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record? You need to, can you just turn that microphone on? There's a button there. You just got to hit it. No,
it should light up red.
Yeah. There's a button there on the microphone. Do you see that on the bottom there?
Looks like a space bar.
No.
All right. Just bear with us a moment.
New technology for us. There you go.
And for the benefit of everybody here, when you come up, just hit the button when you want to talk.
All right.
Your name and address again for the record.
Yeah,
please.
Brent Hershey. And my home address is 824 Musser Road, Mount Joy, Pennsylvania.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right. So I acquired this property in 2017. And at the time, we did a remodeling project there, and we added some buildings to it was an empty property, and we changed it over to a we added that middle building, that wide middle building, remodeled the other two buildings, and currently it's a 1400 cell birthing farm. So what's happened is California and Massachusetts passed some regulations saying that anybody selling meat into their states must have more room to house the sows. So in addition, New Jersey just passed it 3 weeks ago. We think there would be 7 to 9 states will have this on the books in another year or so. But basically, the industry is being told to give the animals more room. This farm was a partial open pen system, but we had 570 crates in there that were the old system of sow gestation crates. And when we did this farm, this was possibly in the wind back in 17. It became law in 22, got appealed to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court issued a ruling in May saying that they're not going to overturn the law, so now it's going forward. So with that, we have the opportunity to sell pork to California and Massachusetts if we give the animals more room. If we use the existing building print, we can do that. Farm drops from 1,400 to 1,000 sows, which is 40%. If we can put a small addition onto that one building, which is what we're proposing, the farm drops from 1,400 to 1,200 sows. 16%. So we're still going to drop. The farm's going to get smaller because we have to have more space. But we are requesting. So as we looked at this, we said, well, where could we add more space? So we can put a little addition out the front of that middle wider building there. And as we looked at that, what's practical, what can be done, we discovered that we're going to be within 100 feet of the property line. So we are asking, we would like to expand that building 100 feet towards Route 16, 80 feet wide, 100 feet, and that would still give us, it would fit on the property, we can flow the driveways and everything, but it encroaches on our 100-foot setback from that corner where the generator room is to do that by 34 feet. So if we do come out 100 feet, we only will have 66 feet from there to the property line versus 100 foot for a livestock building. So we're here asking the board for that variance. We find ourselves in a situation where industry's changing. We need more roof space, more square footage for these sows, and we would like not to shrink the farm. It does a couple things. We can keep another full-time employee at the farm if we can have a little more space. There's just things about all that. So we're asking for that relief. It's exactly 34 feet. Yeah. We actually did already cut apart the sow crates that we were using and converted them all into sow condos. So now our sows all are in these big pens that they can move around, and then they're also in group pens. But the whole issue, the problem in the industry has been eliminated at that farm. They're not there anymore. So that's where we're at. The world is changing.
So there is sow condos now.
Yes, they were sow crates, and so it was 2 foot by 7 foot. We made them 6 by 7 foot for each sow. It's an individual pen. The sow can move around. It doesn't touch anything, and that's, we call them sow condos. So we use the sow condos for breeding and handling all the animals to bred. And once they're bred, then we put them in pens of 8. And then the new law said we had that whole farm built at 20 square feet a sow. The new law is 24 square feet a sow. So all the pens have less sows in, they have more room, and this is, but it's a changing in the industry, and we think it's gonna just continue to roll. So yeah.
How big will your addition be, sir?
It's 80 feet wide. That middle building is the widest one, is 80 feet, and it'll come out 100 feet. And we actually had, there's, I don't know, it's in the packet, but right here I had submitted this here, I don't know if you have this or not, where we're coming out 100 feet and showing a 66-foot distance from the corner to the corner stake. And I had a surveyor put a pin in, and we measured to get that exactly right. That's from the corner of the building, outside corner.
They used to be outside, didn't they, years ago?
Sows?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a long time ago, and yeah.
I remember growing up in Milton with an east wind, it smelled good.
Yeah, so that's what we're asking for.
Questions?
Sir, on the one exhibit, it says 101 by 81. Is it 101 by 81 or 100 by 80?
It's 100 on the outside. It's 101 by 81 on the outside.
Okay.
And that's where, and we got that exact measurement for the remaining 66 feet to the property pin.
Okay. Will this addition, is this just to get you back to the operational capacity you were before, or is this going to expand beyond that?
No, we're going to shrink. We're still going to shrink.
It's still going to be less, 16%. Even with the addition.
We can't do enough. But by having this, we can put 220 sows in there, and that carries another full-time person. And it's just the whole thing of the dynamics of having a crew and enough people on a crew for, just like now, we have one guy on vacation from Thursday to Wednesday this week. And this is all the things that happen, and if you have more people, it lets that happen easier.
So
it's going to be a smaller operation regardless when we're done.
Okay. It's a very oddly shaped property. Did you create the shape, or did somebody else?
This was created by the Betts family.
Okay.
And it was subdivided off of there, and it's in your packet. There was a whole list of variances, and that was all before my time. Somehow that was carved out of that property.
So they carved it out, sold it to you. The rest of that property around, it's all in preservation?
And it's owned by them.
Okay.
And I did talk to Wes about it, Mr. Betts, and he informed me that he would not oppose it. He knew all about this. I asked him about it before I even applied.
Thank you.
Was it sort of a clean slate property, or was it a poultry operation at one time, or?
It was a pig farm before.
It was a pig farm.
And Farina had a project with them, and then that kind of went, it got closed, and actually, some of the reason they divided out is that it went through a bankruptcy or something. They gave it back to the bank with Purina, and the Betzes were not involved, and they needed to have the property to kind of close the deal or something like that. But anyway, it was a pig farm. It was sitting empty 3 years, and we did not come seeking it. We had a fire in Pennsylvania. We have some of these farms in Pennsylvania, and it's what we do. It's what I've done for 40 years now. We had a fire, and our birthing barn burnt down up there. We had 2,000 pregnant sows up in Pennsylvania with no place to have their babies. And that barn sitting towards Milton was built in 98, was sitting there empty. And we literally, in 2 weeks' time, got that thing opened up, and we trucked the sows down and had the babies down here, and then trucked them back. And it basically left us kind of recover. So that opened the door to, well, what do we think about this? And we decided to purchase it then and remodel it and revitalize it, and it's operating now. Since 17, I guess.
You don't see too many more. Too many dog operations in Delaware.
We're the only one. We are the only one. And actually, that's right. That's right. It's but we're going to make another little investment here and keep doing it.
Mr. Hershey, do you believe that there'll be continuity in the state's laws regarding the size of the area?
Yeah, a lot of this stuff comes out of Europe, and this seems to be the spot that's very popular, and we think that this will be pretty constant as these other states adopt it. This sizing will be.
Any discussion here in Delaware?
No, I haven't heard of any, no. So there's two things happen. One is some states pass laws you can't have, that you have to have this housing if you have animals in your state. California and Massachusetts pass laws that you can't sell any product into their state from any state or any country if it doesn't meet these standards. So they didn't. It's not like it's a certain state. They all countries, anything.
Understood. Thank you.
So that's what's really driving some things.
Yeah. Since you've owned and operated this, has there been any complaints besides Mr. Corman's, obviously?
I like the smell of it.
I'm not aware of any. No. No.
And you built that shed original, or when you bought it in 2017, you built that shed in the middle that you're now adding on to,
there
correct?
There was a shed there. We tore it down and expanded it. And then in another thing in the back left corner, we put a freezer unit in. So it's really great. It's a little problem. We had some composting back there just managing that and all. So now we have 10 freezers back there, and everything goes in the freezers and gets frozen. And then we have a truck comes and we dump that product in, and it all goes over to Virginia, and it makes a, there's no, it's clean. It's clean. It just took away a potential problem, I would say that.
Thank you.
Sure. I noticed there's a conditional use on this property too. Is that still in effect?
Yes.
Okay, and there's been no violations of that. That's the building on the side of towards the side of the property, right?
Right? On the far right there.
That one's not used for the hog farm, is that right? Okay.
Right.
And looking at the aerial, I see there's a looks like a pond to the rear of the building. Is that why you're not able to expand it to the rear?
Those are the lagoons. For all that, there's two stages there, so everything gets pumped into the first one, and then there's an overflow into the second one, and that one gets pumped out onto the surrounding farmland, and then the first one we empty once a year in the spring, and we cover about 140 acres of ground a year we cover with fertilizer balancing is right for crop growing.
Okay.
I guess my point is you had to do the addition to the front of that building because of the location of those lagoons in the rear.
Correct.
And you're not able to build it on the side, I presume, because you've got, looks like you've got a feed pen and some propane tanks on the side, is that right?
Right.
I have no further questions.
And the roof, yeah.
Yeah, trying to keep it within the same roof line. Okay, thank you.
Feed systems, the way the animals flow and just all of that. Yeah, the only option is to come out the front or not do it.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
That's all I have.
Mr. Sharp, are you done? You can have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? We have one. Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12851 for Brent and Lisa Hershey?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have Amy on the line. Amy, your line is open.
I'm Amy Hollis, an employee with Sussex County, calling in to test the line.
I hear you loud and clear, Amy. Thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, there is no one else on the line.
Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case number 12851 for Mr. Brent and Lisa Hershey and entertain a motion.
I move that we approve case number 128. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12851 for Mr. Brent and Lisa Hershey for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. The property does have unique physical conditions with the lagoons in the back and the shape of the property. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity. The exceptional practical difficulty is not being created by the applicant. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood with the surrounding farmland being in farmland preservation, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So the vote of 5-0, sir, your case is approved. Next case.
Case number 12852.